I've been working a lot with, I guess kind of being with myself, and like I've been doing like hourly recordings, and part of that is like checking with the body, but also, like, there was a question that you asked someone on Open Air a while back, does she deserve to be treated that way? And that just struck me, and so I've been asking that. I just asked that in my early recordings, like, and I, yeah, and that's been powerful.
So Laura, you're saying that you make a recording every hour in which you check in with yourself?
I attempt to, yes.
Yeah, and... Wow, and that what you're looking for is if you're being treated the way you deserve to be treated. That's huge,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that would change anybody's life. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you wish everybody on the planet did that? To check, because... You know, I believe, I don't know if there's any truth to it at all, but the vast majority of people on this planet do not desire to treat other people poorly, right? And and do endeavor to the best of their ability to treat people as well as they can treat them, and those same people probably allow egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate to treat them in ways that they would not ever consider treating somebody else. So that is just huge.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like it's helped me to get at some of the more subtle stuff, because oftentimes it's like I'm not necessarily even aware of a conversation or anything, but like I ask that question and there's just this emotion that comes up. And I just realized it's just sort of this under the radar thing of you're just not quite right, or whatever is going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's the equivalent of the parental eyebrow, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't know exactly why that look is coming your way, but you know there's something wrong with you. And then there's that kind of scramble to look to conditioning, see what it is. How do I fix myself? How do I not get that disapproval? And there, what you're describing is it's such an internalized version of that. And that under the radar is allowed to all the time until somebody does what you're doing, which is because the hourly you know, people will talk about doing recordings, or in the old days, doing journaling, you know, at a certain time. And what I would encourage them toward is not to do that, because then all you're doing is hearing from the same person every time. So this hourly recording, I mean, you're gonna check in with all kinds of stuff going on throughout your day. It's really quite brilliant. I hope everybody listening takes it up. You know, it's one of those, at least for 30 days, because 30 days is enough for us to really get a sense of what's going on with something.
Yeah, and just to say, it's very short. I mean, And I'm often doing it in the bathroom. Where it happens.
Right, at work, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I started out just trying to check in with myself, but I realized I was checking in with ego. So then I started. Now what I do is I just talk about everything that's going well. You know, I just list some things that are going well, and then I check in with the body, and then I ask that question. So it's usually under a minute. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. It doesn't take long, right?
Yeah.
To get the information that we need. We just need to be here and available for it. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's so powerful.
Yeah.